Okay. Over the past year, San Francisco has proven we know how to keep people safe. We have hosted a successful NBA All-Star Game, the safest Chinese New Year parade on record, and 500,000 people in Golden Gate Park for our Summer of Music. We know how to do big things here in San Francisco. And with 13 days to go, we are ready to have the eyes of the world on San Francisco for Super Bowl 60. I always tell people, every San Franciscan, that my number one priority is keeping everyone in our city safe. And that will absolutely continue to be my priority through Super Bowl week. All of our teams have been preparing for months. We are ready, we are coordinated, and we are confident that we will provide a safe, welcoming experience for our residents and our visitors. I know we can do it because we've been doing it every single day for over a year. Crime is down nearly 30% citywide. Car break-ins are at 22-year lows. Homicides were at their lowest levels since 1954. And people are feeling the difference. Now, as our city agencies prepare for these major events, San Franciscans will see more officers, more local officers on our streets. And I want to be clear about our priorities. SFPD and our local law enforcement are focused on protecting public safety, including the right to peaceful expression. We will continue to uphold San Francisco's longstanding policies that keep local law enforcement focused on keeping our city safe, not federal immigration enforcement. If you see SFPD on the street, they are there to keep you safe, not to assist immigration enforcement. I also know that in San Francisco, especially those communities that are already enduring the painful impact of aggressive federal immigration enforcement, we are feeling fear and anger as we witness the horrific events unfolding in Minneapolis. This weekend, San Franciscans expressed the deep concern many are feeling right now and made their voices heard peacefully, as they have done time and time again. San Francisco is strongest when we come together to stand up for each other and our values. And that's what we're going to do during Super Bowl week. We are going to have each other's backs and keep our city safe. The San Francisco Police Department is all in. All available officers will be working during Super Bowl week, supporting official events while strengthening regular patrols across the city. We will continue to leverage technology through our real-time investigation center to support our officers and catch criminals, helping us deter crime before it happens. San Franciscans can expect an increased presence and fast response from our local law enforcement and other city agencies. The San Francisco Sheriff's Office will provide additional deployments throughout the week to supplement SFPD. Our firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics are ready to respond to any call at any time. Our neighborhood street outreach teams are working with people struggling on the street to get them inside and get them help, just like they do 365 days a year. Transit corridors will be supported with agencies like BART Police Department fully activated, and I want to thank BART for that. With large events like the Super Bowl, we also know that there is increased risk for human trafficking. I want to thank District Attorney Brooke Jenkins and her office for partnering with local, state, and federal law enforcement to prevent and address human trafficking. Now, let me be clear. If someone commits a crime, rest assured they will be arrested, and the district attorney's office will prosecute them. To ensure public safety, we are also working closely with our regional and state partners. Thanks to our partnership with Governor Gavin Newsom, the California Highway Patrol will deploy officers to support local law enforcement in the days leading up to the game. I am proud of our city and our residents for how they have made their voices heard this past weekend. Again, I want to communicate clearly to our city and to anyone who will be in our city for Super Bowl festivities. SFPD and our local law enforcement are focused on protecting public safety, including the right to peaceful expression. We are coordinating with federal government on counterterrorism and law enforcement, but SFPD will not assist in immigration enforcement. Our job is to keep everyone safe, and that's what our law enforcement will do. Now, public safety depends on all of us. If you see something concerning, say something. Call 911 for emergencies and 311 for non-emergencies. You can also sign up for text messages alerts at alertsf.org or by texting your zip code to 888-777. As you all know, the Super Bowl is the most watched event in the country. And when we host it on our doorstep, there isn't just attention on the field. The entire nation and the globe sees the wonder of our city. Beautiful parks, our small businesses, our arts, our culture. So, to my fellow San Franciscans, this is our moment to show the world what we love about our city. If you're visiting, I want you to explore our neighborhoods, our small businesses, our landmarks, from the Golden Gate to Chinatown, from the Mission to North Beach and our waterfront. There is something for everyone. I will close with this. I just had the honor of spending a few minutes with Dolores Huerta, and she said, when you come into San Francisco, you just know that there's good feelings. And I can't wait for the world to see that over the next couple of weeks. And I want to tell everybody in San Francisco, we've got your back. This team standing with me has your back. Let's have a great Super Bowl week, and let's go San Francisco. Now, I would like to turn it over to our police chief, Derek Liu.
Thank you, Mayor Lurie, for your commitment to public safety. And thank you to all our public partners who are joining us today for this important public safety announcement. Like many of you, I'm very excited about the Super Bowl. This is a fantastic time to showcase San Francisco on the global stage. Though the Niners aren't in the Super Bowl, this will still be a fun and incredible atmosphere. As you know, our city has a lot of experience hosting major events. We hosted Super Bowl 50 10 years ago, and it was extremely successful. Over the last decade, we've continued to host world-class events, including APEC, the NBA All-Star Game, and Giants and Warriors Championship Parades, to name a few. Each of these events are fun and safe because of the hard work of SFPD officers and our city public safety partners. And this year's Super Bowl is no exception. We've been planning for months for this event, and I can say with the highest confidence that we are ready. Hundreds of thousands of visitors will stream into our city from across the world beginning this weekend. It will start at the San Francisco International Airport, where we will have a full deployment of officers welcoming fans, players, dignitaries, and everyone else into our city. In San Francisco, there will be dozens of official Super Bowl events, as well as other smaller gatherings around the city that we are prepared for. We'll see large crowds at Yerba Buena Gardens, the Super Bowl experience at Moscone Center, major concerts at our large venues, and smaller gatherings at our local bars and businesses. This is a great time for San Francisco, and the SFPD will ensure that everyone is safe across every corner of our city. In preparation for this major security lift, we have canceled all time off to ensure we have adequate staffing. This is an all-hands deployment with officers working on a mobilized schedule throughout the week. I want to thank Deputy Chief Jason Sawyer and Commander Luke Martin and their teams who have been working long hours in preparation for the Super Bowl. While we will devote significant resources to all these events, we have also ensured that all 10 district stations are staffed to respond to any other emergencies that are not related to the Super Bowl in our neighborhoods. Our public safety resources will not be impacted. We're also closely coordinating with our state and federal partners who are bringing significant public safety resources into San Francisco. We will be setting up local and regional command centers to monitor activity in real time so we can respond to any potential issues. We're also very aware of heightened tensions that are occurring both nationally and globally. The SFPD is closely monitoring the events in Minneapolis and in other cities, and we're prepared to respond to any issues that may occur during Super Bowl week. We also have some requests from the public. Please, we ask for your patience. There will be street closures and traffic will be impacted. Please visit the SFMTA's website for all the transit updates so you can navigate around the city. Take public transportation or walk when possible, since driving may be challenging in some areas. Also, stay vigilant. With any major events, there is the potential for someone to cause harm. As we always say, if you see something, say something. We will check it out and ensure there are no threats to the public. Once again, we are extremely excited about hosting this event. It's a time to showcase our city and demonstrate that SFPD's finest will ensure public safety so that everyone can enjoy the festivities. Thank you again to Mayor Lurie and all our public safety partners. We are ready. I'd like to introduce SF Fire Chief Crispin.
Good afternoon. As has been stated, San Francisco is back. And this is when our public safety team is at our best. I'd first like to thank Assistant Deputy Chief Erica Brown. She's been working with local, state, and federal partners to prepare for the Super Bowl for 18 months. I'd also like to thank Fire Marshal Chad Law. His team has been working hard to ensure all of the event venues are safe from a fire perspective and also from an egress perspective. For Super Bowl week, the San Francisco Fire Department will staff local and regional emergency operations centers to ensure unified command and coordinated response if necessary. At each sanctioned SEER 1 event, San Francisco Fire Department will provide EMS services, fire suppression, and fire prevention resources. Our hazmat team will coordinate with Fed and Cal OES to conduct hazmat screening and monitoring and potential responses. We've been conducting many internal exercises as well as public safety team exercises. We are prepared, and all of this will occur with no effects on our normal response patterns for fire and EMS services. I would like to thank Mayor Daniel Lurie for his continued leadership in public safety and the remainder of our public safety team for all your coordination and collaboration. Let's go out and have a safe and fun event. Now I'd like to introduce District Attorney Brooke Jenkins.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone, or good afternoon. I have one job here today, and that's to make clear that in order to have a safe and wonderful Super Bowl experience, we have to be clear that if anyone comes to San Francisco to commit crime, that there will be accountability. And so I want that tone to be set today, that if you come here to target our visitors, our performers, the athletes, anyone, that there will be stiff consequences and accountability. And so I am just thrilled to be working with an amazing team of public safety partners who have been working tirelessly to prepare for this amazing event. We have dedicated our time to San Francisco to making sure that we have driven crime down to the levels that the mayor just highlighted moments ago. And nothing about that work is going to change as we move into this amazing event. And so my office in part has also agreed to lead the effort on combating human trafficking. We know that at major events like this, oftentimes those who come in to visit are seeking to engage in illicit activity with those who are being trafficked, and that traffickers are seeking to exploit these moments in order to garner more business. And so my office is proud to lead a task force that partners with the San Francisco Police Department and other law enforcement agencies, local, state, and federal, to ensure that we have the staff necessary devoted to ensuring that we are protecting victims of human trafficking and that we are doing everything in our power to arm the public with the information that they need in order to alert our agencies if you see what you believe to be a victim of human trafficking or someone engaging in any trafficking type behavior. And so I ask that everyone in the public stay vigilant on this issue. Make sure that you are reporting what you see. As you heard, if you see something, say something. Even if you're not sure whether it's criminal, make sure that you report to law enforcement any concerns that you have. That is how we protect those victims. And so again, thank you to our partners. We will do everything that we can to keep everyone who is in San Francisco this upcoming week safe. And now I am turning it over to our sheriff, Paul Miyamoto.
Good afternoon, everyone. As was said, in less than 2 weeks, the eyes of the world will be on San Francisco. Whether you're rooting for the Patriots or rooting for the Patriots or just here for the commercials, we are ready. This is an all hands on deck for the sheriff's office, as with our other partners in public safety. Days off are canceled, and our deputies will remain highly visible and deployed across downtown and key corridors to keep people safe, to respond quickly, and to support our partners at SFPD, Fire, DEM, and across the city. It's about that coordination, preparation, and collaboration, something we all excel at, in order to make sure that the residents, workers, and visitors of San Francisco enjoy this moment with confidence. Our citywide efforts bring together everyone working from a single playbook and a shared goal, a safe, welcoming, world-class San Francisco. Come out, enjoy the city, celebrate this incredible moment. Know that we're here, we're prepared, we're watching out for you, and we're ready for the Niners in the Super Bowl next year. And next up is our Director of Emergency Management, Department of Emergency Management, Marilyn Keller.
Good afternoon. Alongside our mayor's office, under Mayor Lori's leadership, and our partners across public safety and all city services, we have been working for many, many months to prepare for this, and we are ready. San Franciscans and visitors will experience a city that is active, safe, and well cared for, with clean streets, coordinated services, and local government working behind the scenes to keep things running smoothly. This moment reflects the real progress that the city has made and the way departments across San Francisco are working together every day to deliver visible results. During Super Bowl week, the city's Emergency Operations Center here in this building will be coordinating real time with responses across departments. We'll be monitoring 911 call volume and EMS availability and sharing information quickly and adjusting resources as the conditions change. The EOC and that role of the EOC is to ensure that the city operates as one coordinated system. Our goal is very simple. As issues are addressed, we address them quickly, essential services continue uninterrupted, and neighborhoods remain safe, clean, and welcoming for our residents and visitors. A major focus this year is coordinated street response. San Francisco has fundamentally changed how it responds to street conditions using a year-round multi-agency approach that brings together public safety, public works, outreach teams, behavioral health clinicians, and community safety ambassadors. During Super Bowl week, that coordination will continue around high traffic areas and event corridors and in all neighborhoods throughout the city. Through our coordinated street response division at DEM, we're aligning these teams in real time so concerns can be addressed as quickly as possible as they come up in every neighborhood with clean, accessible, so we can assure clean, accessible public spaces. We also encourage residents to stay informed, and I echo the mayor's recommendation to sign up for alerts. Again, you can just text Super Bowl SF to 888-777 and you are immediately connected. So major events are always very busy time on the 911 dispatch floor. So we want to remind people that 311 is also available 24/7 for non-emergency events. And things like noise complaints, city services, blocked driveways, or information about transportation. You can directing those non-emergency calls to 311 really helps us keep 911 available for life safety emergencies. And then just another reminder that downtown especially is going to be very busy with street closures and some transit reroutes, especially between the 30th, January, and February 9th. And you can find those details at sf.gov/Super Bowl. The EOC will be very coordinated with MTA to monitor conditions and mitigate any issues. Super Bowl week is an incredible moment to showcase San Francisco's coordination, resilience, and hospitality on the national stage. In addition, we are very coordinated regionally. I was in San Jose this morning with the region's public safety leaders, and I can tell you that as a region, we are coordinated, we're ready, and we will be communicating throughout the event. So with that, we may have time for a couple questions, and I'll give it back to the mayor.
This has been kind of a difficult weekend. People have seen federal agents do certain things and then also shut out local agencies from trying to investigate what all happened. As you guys talk about coordinating with all your partners, yeah. I know you guys often depend on federal partners as well. Is there a trust issue that you're worried about in coordinating with those federal agencies?
Yeah, listen, we when it comes to an event like Super Bowl, we have to partner with state and federal agencies around counterterrorism. I know that the trust issue is there, but when it comes to protecting the people of San Francisco, we are going to do everything in our power to keep people safe. And I just want to reiterate, everybody that spoke today, our district attorney, our police chief, our fire chief, our sheriff, our city attorney, we are all in lockstep that we will not deviate from our policies. We are going to protect our community. And that requires also working with partners on counterterrorism. So we will continue to do that.
Maybe for Chief Liu or Sheriff Miyamoto, wondering if there are any specific or credible threats that you've heard of at this point in terms of working with law enforcement resources? And secondly, what is the plan, knowing that San Francisco is a bit of a lightning rod for strong opinions, and knowing that that will likely show up in events surroundings?
Can I answer the second one, and then I'll ask the chief to come up and address the first one. We want San Franciscans to voice their opinions. We are here for it. We will always protect their right to demonstrate, to use their First Amendment right. We ask that they do it peacefully. And they've done it time and time again over the past year. And I want to applaud San Franciscans who came out just this weekend on Saturday and did it very peacefully. We're always prepared for that. We encourage that. And our local law enforcement and all of our partners are here to allow people to do that and to do it peacefully. Now I'll let you answer the first question.
Thank you. Just to answer your first question, so we're always monitoring and speaking to local, state, federal partners and trying to understand what, if any, threats or danger aspects may be connected to Super Bowl or any event, really. Right now, no credible threats, but we're constantly monitoring that, having open lines of communication. And then I'll just double down on what the mayor's answer. We've had several events, demonstrations, protests that are related to national issues, and just want to commend the community for coming out and protesting in a peaceful manner. We absolutely, from SFPD, facilitate peaceful protest.
Is there a plan for homeless outreach downtown to ramp up over the next couple of weeks, and how might that look different from what we saw in 2016?
There is a plan, like there was today and tomorrow. There's a plan every day to do better outreach. It's more coordinated than it's ever been. I was in the mission this morning coordinating with members of DEM on how to get people inside. We are going to do that during Super Bowl week, and we're going to do it the week after Super Bowl. We have to do a better job of getting people inside into shelter or into treatment and recovery beds, so that is not exclusive to Super Bowl week.
Yeah, last one back here. Did
First, I just wanted to ask, I think it was brought up multiple times in talking about monitoring what's going on in Minneapolis. So I was just curious to see, what exactly are you guys looking at? What, like, can you get into specifics of, like, when you're monitoring what's going on in Minneapolis? I was just curious.
No, I think we're just we're seeing what's happening on the ground there. We're always in communication with our officials who represent us in Sacramento, represent us in Washington, D.C., and trying to understand and take in all the information. And at the same time, remembering that we can only control what we can control. And I think you see just this incredible alignment in making sure that we are here to keep San Franciscans safe always. And for Super Bowl week, our visitors safe, and always taking in whatever information is there. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about their relationship with the Fed. Where is it at right now? It's obviously strained in Minnesota.
I've talked about this when it comes to going after those that are dealing drugs on our streets. We're going to partner with state and federal officials on that. And when it comes to counterterrorism, when you're a tier one event like Super Bowl 60 is, we have threats that could be international in scope. And so we need the resources to make sure that we keep everybody safe this week.
Yeah, Mayor Lurie, I guess how do you hope that this Super Bowl will impact the way people perceive San Francisco, given some of the negative publicity? I mean, what's the message you're trying to send?
Yeah, well, I think people have seen the turnaround in the past year. The district attorney has done an incredible job prosecuting. Our police have done and our sheriffs have done incredible work on the public safety front. I think that message is getting out there, and now we get to shine on a global stage. We hope our visitors come and they report back just how great our city is, our arts and culture, our restaurants. There is so much to do. I hope people report back on how great our weather is today. We got some colder weather on other parts of the coast. So San Francisco, when we're at our best, is the greatest city in the world, and we're going to get to show that off next week. So let's go San Francisco. Thank you all.
Thank you.